listener production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Australia's economy grew 0.2% in the 3 months to March. That's the slowest growth since September 2021 in the peak of the pandemic. The latest Bureau of Statistics figures shows an annual rate of 2.3%, down from 2.7% at the end of 2022. Efforts to sell Jenny Craig operations, stores and employees as a package deal have failed. All Australian and New Zealand employees have been made redundant as a result and stores will cease trading. The weight loss company went into voluntary administration last month. The finance minister isn't ruling out an aged care tax to help fund the sector in crisis. A new task force has been developed to recommend how to best fund aged care. Within a decade, our nation will have, for the first time in history, more people over 65 than under 18. Olympic boxer Harry Garside says he's been vindicated after the domestic violence-related charges he was facing were dropped. He's in the clear as video footage shown to the courts showed he was defending himself during an altercation with his former partner and wasn't the instigator. He says the past couple of months have been a nightmare.
Last month, I returned from South Africa feeling motivated and optimistic about my future. What has occurred since has been personally devastating and a real test of my resilience.
Three of the big four banks are yet to announce if they're adjusting their interest rates in line with the Reserve Bank's increase. So far, just Westpac has announced it's passing on this month's quarter of a percentage hike in full to its customers. In sport, Parramatta's Dylan Brown has been stood down by the NRL effective immediately. It's part of the league's no-fault stand-down policy as the 5'8 faces charges for sexual touching. He faced court today with his case adjourned. The Gulf Wars are over after a groundbreaking merger deal was announced. The PGA Tour, the European Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Tour all joining forces. And the World Test Championship gets underway tonight, Australia facing India in London. It's the only piece of silverware the Aussie Test side is yet to win.